As you move from your day into your formal practice, give your body a chance to transition into stillness, moving as you need to release any tension, adjusting the position of your body or your clothing to help you become comfortable and relaxed. As you allow your body to rest in a comfortable position, whether you're seated or lying down, start to turn your gaze inward and simply notice the sensations going on in your body. They might be intense or subtle, smooth or rough, gentle or alarming. See if you can let go of judgments. Let go of any trying to change anything about your experience, but simply watching and observing and acknowledging what's there, simply to get to know yourself as you are in this moment. Take some time to notice what you're feeling and observe what's going on in your mind. And just as you offered your body the invitation to rest, offer your mind the same invitation. Give it some space. You might even visualize setting down your to-do list or letting go of your thoughts or worries, even if just for a little while. And once you've gathered the information about your body and your mind and how you're feeling in the moment, allow your attention to rest briefly on your breath, noticing the rise and fall of your chest, the smooth and gentle way the breath moves through your body. As you start to let go of different points and parts of your day, so you can start showing up for right now. When you're ready to, allow your attention to drift from your breath, down through your body, all the way to your right leg, and then down your leg to your toes. You might wiggle your toes or scrunch your toes to get a sense of them, and then allow them to be still. And just observe anything and everything going on at your toes. Do they feel warm or cool? Are they achy, content? There are so many possibilities. And you're just here to watch. and slide your attention from your toes to the sole of your foot. And feel through the bottom of your foot, noticing the parts of your foot that are touching the floor. Maybe it's resting at your heel, maybe your foot is flat. Gather up as much information as you can, just from the bottom of your foot. And allow your attention to wrap around your foot so you can feel the sides of your foot and the top of your foot. And when your mind wanders off, then simply bring it back just to what's going on at your foot. And allow your attention to leave your foot and move it to your lower leg, feeling from your ankle all the way up to your knee. See what you feel at the level of your skin, just here in your lower leg. And then take some time to explore what's going on underneath. How do your muscles feel? And your bones. And when you're ready to, direct your attention from your lower leg to your upper leg and spend some time with this area of you, from your knee all the way up to the top of your hip. Feel the back of your leg as it's resting on the chair or on the floor. Notice how your knee feels and the sensations there. What about the top of your leg? Around to the sides. Give yourself a chance to explore and discover what's happening here. And watch what happens as you pick up your attention and move it across and all the way down your left leg to your toes. Notice what your mind says as you greet your toes. You might find you're comparing right side to left side, noticing if they feel the same or different. See if you're exploring your toes all together or one at a time. And see what you notice, just here at your toes. Be patient with yourself as you find your toes, and keep inviting yourself back when your mind wanders off, and you discover your focus is no longer on your toes. Be gentle with your speech. Let go of any judgment or reprimands that you might have, so you can come back and focus on your toes. And just like we did on the right side, direct your attention to the sole of your foot. And see that part through your mind's eye. spending some time watching. Just watching. And see how you focus on the sides of your feet and the top. Are you pinpointing certain locations? Do you feel your tension wrapping around like a blanket? If you can be interested in how you do it, knowing there's no right way or wrong way, there's just the way that your body responds and your mind reacts when you hear the words. After you've done feeling your foot, draw your attention up to your lower leg and spend some time here, giving all your attention as best you can to the area of your body, from your ankle to your knee. Feel your shin and your calf. Notice what's happening at your ankle. Generally, unless we're ill or injured, we spend very little time with different parts of our bodies. We'll see what happens when you focus, intentionally focus, on this part of you. And see what happens when you direct your attention to your knee and then slide it and expand it up to the top of your leg. And take in all the information you can, anything that's going on at your upper leg. See what you find initially, and then stick around. You might be surprised at what you find. You might discover a sensation you didn't feel at first. Keep showing up right now, just at your upper leg. Allow your attention to leave your leg so you can direct the spotlight of your awareness on your hips and your pelvis. Spend just the next few moments here, looking around in your mind's eye, feeling through this area of you, your hips resting on the floor or on the chair, openness and relaxation of your hips, in your pelvis. And what else is going on here? And pick up your awareness and send it out to your right hand. And spend some time with your fingers and your thumb. Notice the sensations of touch. What's under your fingertips? You feel your fingernails. The way your fingers are shaped. anything and everything about your fingers. Feel through your palm and the back of your hand. Keep bringing your attention back to your right hand. Just your right hand. Over and over again. Each time you find your mind wanders off, come back. Slide your attention from your hand to your lower arm and feel the area from your wrist to your elbow. See if you can let go of any concern about how or why your arm feels the way it does. And just notice the sensations. Watch them rise and fade. Get to understand the sensations in as much detail as possible. And then transfer this intent knowledge to your upper arm. And spend some time here, from your elbow to your shoulder. How is it resting? Is your shoulder relaxed? Any part of your arm aching? Tired, energized. The possibilities are endless. And you're simply here to find out exactly how your arm is feeling. And draw your attention from your arm across the back of your shoulders, and then pull your attention down your back, just like you would if you were pulling down the shade to cover the window. See your attention expand as you move it down your shoulder blades towards your mid-back, and all the way down through your low back. Direct all of your attention as best you can to what's going on at your back. Next, take your attention from your back and shift it over to your left hand. Just like we did with the right, take some time to feel through your fingers. Noticing how each finger feels. They're touching each other or spread slightly apart. How your hand is resting. Your sense of touch, and what's resting under your fingertips. Take some time to explore your palm and the back of your hand. just here. Feel as your attention leaves your hand, so you can focus on your lower arm. Spend some time with your wrist, and then notice how your attention travels through your arm to your elbow. And notice how your mind chooses to explore. What it notices, what it finds out. See if you can be interested. And let go of any expectations about what you might find here. Give yourself a chance to explore your upper arm next, spending time just as you did on the right side, to feel through your elbow, up along your bicep and your tricep, feel through your shoulder, gathering all the information you can just from your upper arm. Pull your attention from your arm into the center of your body so you can feel through your belly and your chest. Here you can feel the obvious sensations of the breath. Notice your heart beating inside your chest. Depending on when you ate and what you ate last, you might feel some digestion going on or activity in your belly. And what else is going on here? See if you can be curious. And take time to look around. And lift your attention up, centered on your neck and your throat. And then allow your attention to move into your chin and your jaw. And feel through your lips and your teeth and your tongue. Notice how it feels in the inside of your mouth. As well as on your lips. Draw your attention up to your nose and your eyes next. Feeling through these two important senses to feel exactly what's going on Feel the air moving through your nose. Notice how it feels to have your eyes closed. Are they burning? Are they rested? Are they active or still? And then draw your attention up to your forehead. Feeling all the way across and out to your ears. And then moving your attention all the way up. So it can rest at the top of your head. Feel this area of you for just a moment. And then draw your attention down through your body. And allow your attention to rest right on your chest. And feel through the next couple of breaths. And visualize sending your breath through your body. First, sending it down your arms to your hands and your fingers. Move the energy of your breath up into your neck and your head. On your next inhale, send your breath down through your body, to your legs and your feet, all the way down to your toes, so you can feel your body here. Feel your body breathing as one unit. Feel yourself resting here, whole and complete. You may rest here for as long as you wish. And then when you're ready to, start to brush the tips of your fingers with your thumbs and wiggle your toes to add movement back into your body. You might turn onto your side or start to stretch through your body. And then slowly move back into the flow of your day.